What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Surviving the Dice. This week, our table is joined by no other than Gabby of David vs. Goliath, who's going to lend a hand to our adventurers as they navigate the terrible, awful lands known as the Scorch. We have an absolute banger episode to get into, so let's get rolling and see who can survive the dice. What's your history with the dice in 30 words or less, Gabby?
I have played a couple times, not long games, and I'm also an avid Baldur's Gate fan. So the
Let's
virtual
go.
version, yeah, I'm into it.
Brilliant. Easy. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. And without further ado, let's dive into it. Last we saw the Mushroom Stewards, you were all heading south away from Goldacre. You had escaped Fort Doe barely with your lives, as well as the Shard of the Yokonut that you recovered. Upon heading south, Sheriff Diggs, the terrifying wolf person, was hot on your heels, and you needed to get out of Goldacre fast. And so you turned an old enemy into a current enemy, maybe neutral, maybe friend. When you found out that Gideon did not die in the chariot races, but instead was horribly injured, and was getting all of his possessions taken from him by his sponsors. So you lent a hand to Gideon, and in return, he agreed to go into exile from Goldacre and lend you the Bright Knight to make a fast escape. Gideon, with the Mushroom Stewards, was heading south away from Goldacre and into the Scorch. As all of the residents of Eventide know, most of the continent was brutally destroyed in the Wars of the Last Age about 50 years ago, and the Scorch is a large collection of realms that occupies most of the continent, that is covered with fallen realms that never recovered or gotten back on their feet. Miles and miles of the countryside are still torched and smoking. Potent magic runs loose. Monsters have overtaken many places. It's known as a very dangerous zone. And that is exactly the zone that all of you are riding into. After a nice long rest, Gideon, with his sling and squinting through his bruised eyes, is going over the rocky roads. You see a swinging sign now leaving Goldacre, and immediately you hit a much rougher road and are moving into the Scorch. You see, as hours approach, as you move forward, Gideon's got like his chariot goggles on, just ripping as fast as he can. And as you move south into the Scorch deeper and deeper, this orange haze sort of sets in. See, it's a combination of the smoke from the fires that you can see raging. Dom, your sniffer detects a hint of underlying sort of magical radiation that has left the Scorch as well, as well as just dust being kicked up from the destroyed countrysides. You all come over a few hillsides, traveling for several days through the Scorch, making camps where you can, hearing the creepy sounds of the countrysides. And upon first light of a fresh day, you come over the hills, and in the distance, you see a massive destroyed metropolis. Some of the larger buildings are still intact towards the center, but you see that it is overflown after a breaking dam with purple waters, and most of the city is rubble or smoke. And Gideon looks down over it and he says, "Ah, yes." And he puts his takes his sword out and holds it over his chest. "That there is the city of Goliath, one of the great cities of the Scorch, and one of the first to fall in the Great Wars. The Calamai Kingdom came out of the sea and attacked them. It was a brutal exchange that left nary a survivor." And he looks and he gives a deep bow. "Shall we say a prayer?"
Indeed.
"Farewell, the heroes of old." Anybody
Is
else?
that the plan? Is that all?
Get a join in.
Yeah, we're
You
very
got one hand on the
just
ring
been
doing the prayer. I'm
freshly
trying not
acquainted to this story. I don't really have a personal connection.
Right, if just any narrative you want to add or anything, I can finish. That's
Yeah.
fine, but
Here, well, here's to the fallen. those of us who, you know, don't know how to swim, I guess. it's rough for many a soul out there. Cheers to them.
Cheers to them indeed. Farewell, noble patrons, innocent civilians, mighty warriors. May your memories last long. And he's kind of trailing off. And then all of a sudden, you guys hit this massive rut and get knocked off of the chariot, an explosion of dust as it flips on its side and sort of skitters down the road a little bit as everyone is knocked clean off. And everybody can make a dexterity saving throw, please.
Oh, no.
What?
Starting off rough.
I got a 14 on the old dex saving throw.
Got a nat one. That's not good.
No, you didn't. I'm
usually so good at that. We roll so many nat ones. Okay, it's okay.
You guys are bucked off the chariot as it flips onto its side in a massive explosion from underneath the chariot. Shanks, you're able to land on your feet, but still take 6 points of damage as you just land right on your joints of your knees. You hear them pop. Maddox, you fly out and absolutely face plant along the ground, taking 12 points of damage.
Wow.
And
Dom,
you and Gideon are also knocked off and take 12 points of blood damage.
Oi, Gideon, isn't this supposed to be the only thing you're good at, is driving this thing? What was that?
Gideon get up into his feet, starts scratching neck, pulls his sword that lights up bright. A foe, perhaps. And he grumbles over to the ground, and you see this massive crater that he drove over. And Dom, you come over as well, and you see that there's these arcane symbols in the crater. Oh my.
What?
I believe that we accidentally drove over a glyph of warding. These were planted like landmines.
Oh.
Like landmines, Dom, used in war. The old wars of old. There's probably hundreds of them across here. And he walks over to his chariot. He says, oh, God. And you see the underside of it is just completely chewed up.
Doesn't look like we'll be riding much more.
No, you have little faith, Dom. I can repair this in a day or so. No chariot racer would dare leave his own without an intricate knowledge of how to repair a chariot. As long as my arcane converter isn't destroyed, that would be terrible. You see him reach for this piece of his underside of the chariot, and it pulls off and just shatters into a million pieces as this purple goo flies all over him. Damn it!
Shall we say a prayer?
Steve.
Indeed.
Gideon sets down the converter and just kind of kicks some dust over it. Farewell, arcane converter. Your blood is necessary for the travel of high-speed chariots. And on this day, a friend was lost.
The Bright Knight, it's been a pleasure. It's been an honor. Sorry, mate.
Wait, all right, I'm sorry. Is that it? You don't have a toolbox in the back or something? You look like a handy lad.
Of course I have a toolbox in the back, Maddox. And I could complete basic, potentially even intermediate repairs with that toolbox. But I'm afraid that without an arcane converter, the Bright Knight isn't going anywhere. And I wouldn't dare risk the Scorch without a chariot.
Well, aren't we in the Scorch?
Barely. We'd be traveling for weeks, not months on foot. That's assuming that we don't get lost.
I feel a little lost myself. I don't know where I am.
Never worry, Dom. You see him step out and look over the city of Goliath.
Oh.
That abandoned wasteland down there was sieged by war machines in the past. There might be an arcane converter if you could find a war machine. You could pluck said converter. Could be back on our way in no time.
All right, what does one look like? So we have a vision.
He goes over to the one that he kicked a bunch of dust over and takes it out and knocks out. It looks like this. And it's like a little gold battery almost, except it's got a glass lens that is cracked open and there's a bunch of magical goo spilling out of it. But without the big crack in it that's destroying it.
But like in one piece.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes, thank you. An astute observation.
The magical goo, that's probably important, yeah?
Magical goo is a very important element. As you can see, this one doesn't have much of it any longer.
Right. So one of these, but in one piece, and with all the magical goo, that's to sum things up.
Be careful in the town. It's been abandoned for years, likely overrun with monsters and horrible nightmares. Mm. Let's say 20 minutes.
You're not coming with us. Are you letting us go on our own? Is that what's about to happen here?
I'm afraid that in my current condition, and he references his sling and his bruised eyes, which are almost shut, I would probably only fight at your level, Maddox. I wouldn't be much use. I'll stay here, and I'll repair the chariot. When you champions return, hopefully I'll be done my repairs and we can be on our way.
Dom doesn't laugh much, but he really likes that. Maddox got kind of dissed by Gideon.
What? What side are you on?
Be careful not to step on any more glyphs.
Yeah, that would have been good to know about before you drove right over one, but guess we'll all have to learn from your mistake. And then Max is just going to like stomp off and just be like, we got converter, blah, blah. It's just mumbling shit. Not happy. What's it called? I'm sorry? It's an arcane converter?
Yes, an arcane converter.
Okay.
Okay, well, arcane. I'm on my way.
All right, yeah.
The city of Goliath may have many bounties for you as well. Mm. Not many brave the Scorch. I have no idea what the state of the city would be. Likely dangerous, but the war leaves many treasures.
All right, well, we can assure you that none of those treasures will be for you. So that's, thanks for letting us know.
Dom calls on Brownbird. Brownbird, go and see what's ahead. And basically just tells Brownbird to kind of go and scout the area.
All right. Perception. Give me a perception check from Brownbird.
Okay. 7.
Brownbird takes flight and almost immediately comes back down, giving the owl equivalent of a cough. The toxins and the thick smoke and dust were too much to bear at pretty much any altitude. Brownbird sort of hovers around you, but is not willing to go deep into the Scorch.
Don't think we're going to get much from the bird. I say we just walk on our feet.
Right. Sounds good to me. Why don't you tip your toe on? You can go first, Dom.
Okay.
Keep a lookout for them arcade mines. The wordy wards. whatever those things are called.
Okay, I'll watch out for the explosives.
Right.
Yeah, perception check, Dom.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Oh. A 7.
You guys are walking forward. And Dom, you take a step and you take a pause and then you take another step and then you can make a dexterity saving throw for me, please.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. A nat 1. This is, Dom is just not on it today.
Shanks, you and Maddox are walking behind, and you see that the glyphs are actually really obvious to see. They almost have like this soft blue glow from under the soil. And so you almost say jokingly, look out for the glyphs because you can tell. And then Dom just walks right over one and it explodes underfoot, dealing 15 points of bludgeoning damage to you, Dom.
I'll stay in the back from now on.
Yeah, why don't you walk behind me and Maddox, actually? And I'm going to turn over to Maddox and be like, some wizard we've got here. This is crazy.
Yeah, Maddox is also wanted to whisper to Shanks, but is remembering, it's just occurred to me that he's really quite blind. maybe we really shouldn't have let him go first. And Maddox is going to assume the lead from now on. And I'm happy to give a perception check if that's what's needed for the glyphs.
Yeah, why don't we give me a perception check?
Okay, so that is that's a lot better. That is 23.
Max, quite easily you're able to navigate. You also just kind of walk off into the ditch a little bit more. There's a lot less glyphs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you all are able to make your approach down to the town, or the city rather, down to the city of Goliath. As you're walking in the outer limits, you see that it is mostly rubble and destroyed buildings, active fires. You hear the odd little chittering of maybe a monster or an unfriendly thing. And you're sort of moving through the streets with swords and bows drawn. And then around the corner towards the city center, you hear a lot of commotion for an abandoned town that was sieged over 50 years ago. And you all come around the corner and you see that the center of this town is actually quite well preserved. And you see a little makeshift wooden wall around the interior of the city with a little sign over top that says New Goliath. And as you poke your head in, you see actually a pretty active city center with a lot of very rugged looking people.
All right. And what are we looking at? Are there little shops, maybe ballpark how many people are we seeing as well?
Yeah, for sure. Give me a perception check.
Yeah. That's a 18.
You see in the streets, there is pretty good people activity. Everyone looks very rugged in cloaks and such. You don't see active shops per se in the streets, but the number one thing that catches your eye is a large group of people with very obvious mob stuff. We're talking pitchforks, torches, and they seem to be all around this one little city center sort of main building. You also see a bunch of other people, and as you get closer, you hear a lot of commotion coming from this ring of people, which is about 50% angry mob and 50% civilian by the looks of it.
All right, it seems we've stumbled into something potentially a little bit violent. Perhaps the perfect kind of place to find the arcane converter, but I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little curious what they're all rustling about over there. Would you be all right if we went and checked it out?
Just watch out for the mines.
Yeah. That's really not a problem on my end. Yeah. They're really quite easy to spot, Dom, if you're looking. And so Maddox wants to kind of head towards that, the like circle of people, but maybe kind of try to like skirt on the outside a little bit more. Like, I don't want to just cut straight into the center.
For sure. Yeah. As you all... Go ahead, Jenks.
I'm also curious if there's like any... I'm trying to figure out what they're angry about. Are there signs or like, you know, like a guy with a megaphone kind of vibes? Like, is it, you know...
Any chance being chanted?
You wander in to the mob a little, make it a little curious about the mob, and you see a few signs with a face with a big like circle with a red X through it. And Gabby, could you please describe to us what that face looks like?
Okay, this face is a human man. He has sort of like salt and pepper hair and like this big wiry mustache that's like curled and into a very particular shape. Like he's obviously taking the time. And I think in this depiction, they would probably include that he's wearing like a little, you know, a fancy cap of sorts, like a little page boy cap with like a feather in it. And he's pretty handsome.
Yeah, this one doesn't look handsome, but as you move deeper into the crowd, Shanks, you do see a very handsome man who matches the picture of these like cancel signs. And you see there is one half-orc in particular who's taking the lead and trying to rile up the mob. And he says,
"Oh, I'm sick of these bloody ballads. They're just meant to scare honest scavengers like ourselves. A lot of work in organizing this angry mob because we're tired of what you're preaching."
And just spitting right at you, Gabby.
Oh no, my dear townspeople, settle down, settle down. These ballads are not meant to inspire fear. They're meant to inspire courage among all of us that we can overcome any battle we see fit and that we will rise above as the town of Goliath. Settle down, settle down. No need to take it out on me.
Courage? Courage for what? Before you showed up, there was never a problem. Sure, there's some monsters and some zombies and some bad things going on. But then all of a sudden you show up and we hear all this scary stuff happening in Goliath, don't we? And you're telling me that ain't connected?
Merely a messenger. I am the vessel for which great stories of adventure and talent and various other skills moves through me. It is not my fault that I've seen the most frightening monsters out there and I've seen the adventurers taking them down. I'm merely the messenger. You can't be mad at me for that.
What about the Krigirtle? The Cowdragirtle? The Cowdragirtle, what about that?
Huh? What about it?
Part cow, part dragon, part turtle. You're the only one who's seen it. Allegedly out in the Transmutation Lakes. Stalking us in the night it is. That's prime scavenger territory. And everyone here is scared to go there now because of the Cowdragirtle. The Cowdragirtle.
And you see, even as he says Cowdragirtle, you see some of the other mob people are like getting like scared and like not wanting to make direct eye contact with you anymore.
The Cowdragirtle. It's the Cowdragirtle is out there, lad. And it's important that the townspeople of Goliath know what it looks like. Which is, as you said, part cow? Part turtle? And part... What was the third thing?
Dragon! Maddox is gonna shout from the crowd.
No. You see a couple people in the crowd shudder when you shout that.
Dragon, of course! I just wanted to make sure everyone was paying attention because when it comes out, and it will, you must be aware of how dangerous it is. So go out there if you wish. Go scavenge near the Cowdragirtle. I'm not telling you not to. I'm only reporting on what is out there in the lands.
You see, a couple of the townspeople on your side start coming down and they start throwing little gold pieces into a little hat that you have out in front.
Thank you.
And they sort of give you a little nod. You see some of his angry mob disbands. He's like, it's just getting a little late. I think I'm gonna head home. And you see a couple of those run off, but a good contingent of the mob continues. And then you see the big half-orc look around.
No, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I'm sure a few people saw the six-headed wolf you were talking about, but it was from a distance, from a large distance. And then there was those giants fighting over the transmutation lake, but the visibility was low from all the smoke. Yuz was the only one who got close enough to see it, allegedly. And now the cow trigger comes out of the woodwork and scares on his folk again, huh? I'm done buying it, and I've got lots of people here, a few less people than I had 10 minutes ago, admittedly, but lots of people still who are sick of these ballads as well.
Well, if you don't believe me, I guess I'll just have to find myself some people who do. Clearly, the good townsfolk of Goliath are appreciative of my efforts as towns bard. And he shakes the hat with all the money. And for those who don't appreciate my work, you're missing out on the knowledge and the wisdom that these tales bring. But sure, if you want to doubt me, I'll have to find some other way of proving this to you. But until then, that doesn't take away the reality that the Cowdra Girdle is out there. And so are many other things.
I couldn't have said it better myself. And you all look, and a couple people gasp, and you see this warforged person. For those of you who don't know what a warforged is, it's like a robot person, basically, built in the old ages for the wars. And you see it's got, in capital letters with period behind on his chest, it says Frank. And everyone goes, Mayor Frank, Mayor Frank, Mayor Frank. And you see Frank steps forward. I couldn't have said it better myself, Redelic. I'm proud that you're reporting these tragedies. And I think the town bard is a very important role to remind us of the dangers that lurk out there, everyone. And you see this robot comes up and sort of clasps a big hand on your shoulder. Where would we be without these tales from beyond to keep us safe in these trying times? Now, Leodric, I know that you have good intentions as well, and you see this half-orc kind of scowl at him. But the fact of the matter is, the stories of Redelic are the best chance that we have at safety. And I endorse them. And you see a couple people kind of douse their torches and come over to your side.
Thank you, Mayor Frank. It's always good to see an official of this city not only supporting the important news that needs to come out, but supporting the arts. You are such a patron of the theater and music, and your patronage has always been appreciated. And I appreciate your support here, and I appreciate you settling down these nasty.
This is bullshit. He's doing it again. He's doing it in real time. He is. I'm telling you, Mayor Frank, I'm right sick of this. He's hurting good people, kind people he is, with his stories like.
See, Mayor Frank looked down, and he looks out at Maddox, Dom, and Shanks. He says, new faces.
Dom bows awkwardly.
I think Shanks is going to embrace the moment and just stride up with confidence and be like, oi, you're Frank. Nice to meet you, mate. And Shanks
comes forward, absolutely crushes your hand with a metallic grip. Mayor Frank of Goliath, nice to meet you. Why, look at your armor, look at your weapons. You must be fine adventurers, no?
Yeah, we're
adventurers. We are holy warriors.
You don't say. And Redelic, he looks back at you and says, and then you see him look at the half-orc Leodric. He says, Redelic, I think I might have just found an opportunity to end this once and for all. We have these fine heroes, holy warriors, if you will, as they say themselves, that could potentially hunt down the Cowdra Girdle with your assistance and bring this to an end once and for all. Then, Leodric, you would be safe again, and you'd have proof that Redelic's stories are not, as you say, fabricated lies that destroy this city from within, but are, in fact, necessary safety mechanisms, not just for the city, but for the arts. What do you say, Redelic?
Maddox is going, whoa. All right, hey. We don't want to get stirred up in whatever booty shit y'all are doing out here. What's this about? You got some weird melded together animal and you want us to find it? For why? What do we get out of this? We're just passing through.
Oh, my goodness. What a spirited young man we have here. And what did you say your name was?
Us. Maddox? Not sure why you need to know.
Oh, well, Maddox. And he takes Maddox's hand and he kisses his hand. Maddox, my dear, give me one moment with the mayor and I shall quell all your concerns. Mayor Frank, it's a very kind offer that you've given me. These adventurers, they're just passing on their way through. They don't want to deal with any of this. These things going on in Goliath, it's really my responsibility and my responsibility alone.
Nonsense. You've said yourself in your tales that the Cadre Girdle is the one thing that you cannot face alone. It's simply too powerful. And now we've a band of adventurers to assist you. And no. I feel that if this was undertaken, I could repay you in some way. Fine adventurers, what is it you seek?
Oh, I did say that, didn't I? Ah, yes. Well, with everything you've laid out here, I don't see why that wouldn't make any sense for me to do. Ah, so.
And then we can put the qualms of these fine, angry citizens to rest as well.
Yes, I understand. And he turns to the adventurers. You adventurers, I'll explain to
Holy
you.
Holy warriors.
Oh, even better. The tales I've heard of holy warriors are, you must be some special, and he looks at Maddox in particular, special adventurers.
Yeah, Maddox actually completely froze in place when his hand was kissed by the mustachioed man and hasn't moved a muscle since then. And is kind of like really freaking out, maybe trembling slightly. Yeah.
Would you please do me the honor and help me with this adventure? And maybe I might be able to help you navigate these lands in turn.
We're looking for what's called. Dom just shuts up because he sees everyone's like, well, you're like,
yeah,
we're looking really for glory, is what we're looking for.
Glory. Yes. Mm-hmm. Glory. How better to get glory than to join me on an adventure? Yes, I think you three would be well suited to this adventure.
Well, excellent. It seems that our heroes are true to their name as holy warriors and want only for glory. Nothing further to be bargained or exchanged. And for you, Redlick Barristan, a theater built in your name if you are successful in this.
No, hold on. Maybe one of the holy warriors would like something a little more than glory, actually. Yeah, I could think of at least one thing. Yeah, you've got any arcane converters? It's like a vessel with goop. I'm looking for a vessel with goop.
A vessel with goop?
Has a crack in it. Oh, wait, we don't want the crack.
We're not fans of the crack among this party.
Well, I have an arcane converter that fuels my life force. He opens up his chest and you see a pristine arcane converter in his chest. I obviously won't part with that one while I remain mayor of Goliath. But our scavengers have done a fine job of searching through all of the scavenge that's out there in the war-torn place of Goliath, and I believe we've recovered many arcane converters safely stored in the bank. And he turns and points to the bank. And I would be happy to spare you one if you are able to bring my citizens peace with the Cowdra Girdle coming to an end. And Leodric, if they're not successful, what would your price be? He says, Well, I think the bard should die, absolutely. And these other people, at least exile. At least exile from Goliath forever.
And the mayor turns. Relic, those seem like fair terms. Is that fine with you?
Absolutely not. I think that we have a someone who's trying to shut down the arts here. If I fail, which I will not, I will take my leave and take my tails on to the next town. No need to kill me for merely spreading the good word of the adventure that lies out there.
Right, like, make a persuasion check. You say a large crowd has now gathered around this display.
13.
I'm sorry, Riddlick. I think that those terms are perhaps too soft to assure our friend Leodric and our other very angry citizens. So let's say this. At least one of them will be killed if they're unsuccessful. And they can choose. Those seem like fair terms to me. You see Leodric kind of look at his mob. Yeah, all right, this fair. There, very well. Thank you. See, we're returning to a nice civilized state. Redlick and the adventurers will go out and recover the Cadregirtel and vanquish it. In exchange, I shall give Redlick a theater. I shall give you all an arcane converter and anything else you want from our stores. And if unsuccessful, which I'm sure you won't be, death for one of
you. Oh, Dom is going to nudge Shanks and say, we should have got that graveyard dirt would have come in help. Handy in the case of failure.
I'm not sure I want to hear about your dirt anymore, but enough. Shanks is trying to make eyes with both Maddox and the newcomer, trying to like kind of like be like, I mean, you know. But yeah, I think Shanks is also wondering about like a potion store. I wanna load up on a potion before we head out. Like a health potion and maybe a fart potion.
Yes, I'm sure Redlick can show you to the main markets and familiarize you with the potion stores as you need.
Right, yeah, then. That's all I've got.
He said that stuff out loud about the fart potion like, to the mayor.
Right.
All right. I understand my mission, and I will not disappoint you, Mayor Frank. And you! And he stares at his rival, this half-orc. You'll come to rue the day you doubted me. Redlick, the bard of Goliath!
You see as the spit hits his face, he recoils in fear.
We'll see just yet who this great Redlick truly is. All right, let's go. Everyone reconvene at Angry Mobs tomorrow morning.
You see the mob kind of disbanded. Right. Well, good luck, Redlick and newcomers. Enjoy Goliath. I believe, as your tales say, the Cadregirtel makes its nest in the Transmutations Lake. But of course, Redlick, you would know this as well.
Yes.
I hope for the sake of not only my town, but also for the arts, that you are successful. Let's say 24 hours on the nose ought to be plenty, no?
Oh, but sir, as you surely know, the Cadregirtel is not, the Cadregirtel is not always out and about. It has a very unusual schedule, as I've reported on in the past. So I think you ought to give us at least 48 hours to 3 weeks.
Make a persuasion check.
12. I have really good persuasion, by the way. I'm getting really bad rolls.
Oh no. The mayor's soulless gold robotic eyes come down face to face. He really looks and he says, given the unrest that's being generated in my city, so close to an election, I feel 24 hours is likely fair, Riddlick.
Yes, sir.
I wish
yes,
you
sir,
the best of luck. I really all would right. like to build a theater in your name, and if that happens, and he claps a metal hand on your shoulder again, just going down in the same bruised impact zone, that theater shall stand for 1,000 years.
Thank you, sir. Very generous. Yes, we'll take our leave now. Thank you.
Enjoy Goliath. And he takes his sandbag and gives a big robot wave.
Oh, all right. You young man. He's looking at Lambshanks. And what's your name?
my name's Lambshanks. And he holds out the other hand that did not shake the robot's hand because he's kind of like still smarting from that.
Okay. And Redolit kind of grabs your hand gingerly because he doesn't find you a very pleasing creature to look at. And he's like gingerly shaking it just on a couple of hands. And he kind of like wipes his hand afterwards. And then he turns to Dom. I don't think he got Dom's name either. So he'll also say, and you.
Is Dom. And yours is Redolik.
It's Redolik. It's Redolik Barrister.
Some of us didn't grow up being able to see and learn and write. Sorry, can't pronounce it right.
Well, that's
you're
that's
red
no
to
word.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, we call you I'm, red. I'm in with this one. Red. Red sounds good.
He's like fuming. He's like, my name is Redolik. If you can't pronounce that, then whatever you want to call me.
It's no worries, Red. I don't speak much.
Maddox is gonna be like, is it Redolik? And is gonna give like the biggest like lead up ever because he wants to like suck up to this mustachioed man.
Yes, that's it, young man. Young Maddox, he knows how to respect a name.
Yes.
So, you adventurers, you're looking for a cat, an arcane converter.
Not a cracked one.
Yes, why would you want a cracked one, lad? That would make no sense. All of the goo would fall out. And what are you in need of this converter for? Why are you all the way out here in Goliath just to get a little piece, a chunk of metal and goo?
Well, frankly...
We're holy warriors.
You said that.
Redolik already knows that. Frankly, we were surprised to find that there were people here at all. We were passing through the Scorch and... frankly, did not expect there to be much life here. We're trying to get to the other side, and we had a bit of a breakdown along the way.
Yes, people don't think much of the Scorches, and people don't think that a city like Goliath could be standing here in the middle of all of this destruction. But we are here, and there... are tales and ballads, songs, plays, and novels, epics and sagas with those for the eyes to see, the ears to hear, and the voices to ring true. So, you are passing through our little town. We will surprise you with what you can find here.
You see a few more people come by and are throwing gold coins into the hat as they just hear Redolik sort of, you know, come around the conversation for a little bit, just get jazzed up, throw some money in and keep moving on.
Dom walks up and puts a crystal bead from the chandelier in front of Redolik.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, he takes all the things that people just gave him, and now he's a little sweeter towards Dom now, who he was a little grossed out by earlier before, too, because he's all nasty and beat up looking. All right, well, do you want to go get some supplies for our adventure?
Yes, that yeah. might be helpful. A little health potion could come in handy where, you know, I will have to learn more from you about the cow Dragartel, but I really hope that we don't let you down. We tend to die in battle, to be perfectly honest. So,
oh, God.
Yeah, yeah.
Speak all right. for yourself, my... I'm a fierce warrior, a holy warrior. And he's trying to like win Dom back. I'm feeling that there's a little bit of a tension between Redalic and Shanks here.
Oh. You've died many times in battle. Well, no worries. That can be an enticing tale as well. Although, yes, we'll cross that bit when we get to it. Let's go to the shops. Do we go to the shops?
Like, do you lead these folks off of the street? There is some activity in the street, but there's no real shop front. You guys move deeper into New Goliath. You see it's been very well maintained. The buildings that once stood are almost all repaired and very close to their original architecture. And Redduck, you lead them into what is essentially a grand market in the inside of this one large building where there's a ton of different just stalls, trading fresh foods, trading scrap metals, trading weapons, all kind of things. This is where you would know to always go for either a good tune or get what you need.
All right. Oh, all right, lads. Get any of the supplies you need. Yes, we'll be going out to hunt for this Caldragirtle shortly, so make sure you stock up. It's a dangerous creature, he says loudly to those around who can hear. Very dangerous. So let's make sure we have all the equipment we need. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, Shanks is on the hunt for a potions stall.
Shanks. We do need that. We do need the money, don't we, to be able to purchase. Maddox, didn't you pocket some little gold coins or some sort? Bars, I think.
Yeah, frankly, I'm not sure of the conversion rate, but I do have 4 gold bars. He's going to whisper it because he's not sure if he can trust the the people around. Do you see a registrar anywhere? Or any sort of currency exchange? Yeah, can I look around for a person who might be able to help me with my gold bars?
I lad, you don't need a registrar. Any good merchant would be willing to take gold off your hands. And if you want, I could make change with you. And he pulls out his gold coins.
Right? Yeah, what's the, what is it, coins to a bar? Do you know?
Do I know?
Do you have an answer?
10.
Oh, that seems like a fair trade. Max is going to pass him 1 bar and take 10 gold coins off of him.
10 gold coins.
Yeah.
Alex, are you silly? We're holy warriors. You have to know these things.
Well, did you know how much it was? This guy, and he's gonna like shoo Dom and Shanks over. This guy's he's incredible. I've never heard somebody talk like this about heroes and dangers and I think he knows Caldra what he's talking Girdle. About. And exactly. I think we should listen to him. I think he's, I mean, look at that mustache. He's well kept, he is.
I do aspire to storytell in the way that Redalic
yes.
does.
Dom, you should really, really take a page out of Redalic's book as somebody who starts a lot of stories. Just
okay.
Just keep the ears open.
I'll be thinking.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So okay, yeah, let's look for like a potion stall. And then also Maddox, a little bit ago, did in fact break his short sword and would like to source a new one. If we can do that.
All right. Riddick leads you deeper into the markets and you quickly come across a sort of the potions area. There's a few respectable looking stands. Any of them will give you, you're just looking for health potions, or you're looking for some to take the edge off there, Shanks?
Yeah, I think, Shanks is going to look for just a little extra goodie, if you can find it. If there's also like a joke store or like a magic store, like a whoopee cushion will do, you know, like Shanks is just looking for a little light, childish fun.
You see, as you look around, you see that this is mostly like merchant style trading, like trying to get along, scavenging type deals. So you ask a few like weary looking cloaked travelers where the joke store is, and they just sort of give you a big shake of the head and move on. But you are able to find potion vendors who would give you wacky potions.
Maybe I'll let that one rest for now. Just like health potions and the short sword is good.
All right. How many health potions do you want to buy? These guys are going to charge you 20 gold pieces of health potion.
That's one for me.
I can't afford one.
Good thing you traded a gold bar for 10 gold pieces.
10 points.
Yeah.
Was that not a fair trade?
Do you want to flash the gold bar, or are you just going to try and cash with what you can?
I mean, I'm going to be frank. I had 20 gold pieces before that exchange, so I'm fine. I'm doing really
Maddox,
great.
Maddox, would you be willing to share the wealth? Because some of us are dirt poor over here.
All right. And then Maddox is going to grumble about, oh, last I remember, you have a very valuable family heirloom directly on top of your freaking staff, but that's fine. Sure, fine. Use my bars.
I need that.
Yeah, all right. That's whatever. Maddox will pull out another one of the gold bars and say, are you able to take payment in bar?
This old lady leans her head forward and looks at, is that a gold bar?
Yes, that's exactly what that is.
Is it genuine? And she reaches out for it.
Maddox is gonna not like release it, but you know, let her touch it. That's,
she's trying to grab it from you. She got her full old lady paws.
Yeah, no, I'm just like keeping like one finger on it as she like pulls it.
She gives it the old little snap of her fingers, and you see a little bit of the
scratch and
radiance
sniff
come out, and she just scratches a slide off the top. Oh. I'll give you a crate of 10 health potions for that gold bar.
A generous discount! A generous discount! See how welcoming the people of Goliath are. Thank you! Thank you, madam. Thank you. You see the value of these adventures. How generous of you.
Redlick, I didn't see you there. Thank you. Yes, yes, generous, generous. Generous enough to be in a store, even.
Oh, yes, yes, you say the word, and I'll you pay the dues, and you might find your way into a story.
Puts a crate of 10 health potions in front, and then if you're going to give her the bar.
All right, yeah, I'll give her the bar for the 10 health potions. And then I am going to take 4. And
so,
you two can each
so
take...
is Dom. I'm kidding. Dom's gonna take 3. Thank you for your generosity, Maddox.
Yeah, all right. Next time, let's just not lose any large crates of money that are given to us, as we've done not that long ago. Let's all keep track of our funds. Can Maddox cast around and look for a little short sword vendor?
Yeah. You move through the markets again and you find the place where swords are hanging from chains and blacksmiths are going hard.
Awesome.
And you want to buy a short sword?
I would like to buy a short sword. Yes.
Sweet. It'll run you 5, just a regular short sword?
Are there special ones? for sale?
There's not at this market now, if there honestly would be. It's a pretty dumpy market.
Yeah, shooting on my town.
Yeah.
Me five, yeah, running five gold pieces.
Wow, that's pretty cheap. All right, yeah, I can do that. Five gold pieces. Perfect.
Here you are. And here's your complimentary whoopee cushion with it.
Oh.
Oh, huzzah! This town ain't so bad after all.
Yeah, I think that Maddox was like planning to just pocket that, but Shanks's reaction was so great that Maddox will fork over the whoopee cushion. As long it but gives him a stern look, and it's like, if this is used on me, you're gonna be in a world of hurt, my friend. All right.
I think Shanks is gonna give a wink that could mean a lot of things.
All right. Sorry, Max choked a little on the roll that time. Roderick, I believe we have our supplies, unless there's anything you know about the Cowdragirtle that might help us, anything specific we might want to bring.
Oh, no, nothing that comes to mind. I think adventurers of your stature would have would have no problem at all with the Cowdragirtle, but only because you are very fierce warriors. To everyone else, it's very dangerous, but I think you seem like a strong lot, so I say we head off.
All right. Where is the Cowdragirtle?
Head off. Well, where?
Yeah.
It's last I saw it. It was that Transmutation Lake. Yes, sorry, I was just racking my brain to remember if that's where I saw it last. And so, to there we shall head. Off to Transmutation Lake, he says loudly again, making sure everyone around him can hear. With these fine adventurers, Maddox, Dom, and Lambshanks, we will hunt down the Cowdragirtle!